Welcome to the Armchair Adventures Travel Agency, Journeys of the Imagination. I'm head travel agent and host, Connie.
On an armchair adventure, you can go anywhere you like. On an armchair adventure, imaginations fly.
Bada-da, afternoon or good evening, wherever you're listening from, adventurers. The voices of this episode's special guest adventurers are...
George,
Lola,
Evie,
Freddie,
Alexis,
Alex,
Lacan,
Jackson.
Hi everyone!
Hi Connie!
You too can star in an episode of Armchair Adventures as one of our special guest adventurers. All you need to do is ask your grown-up if you can join the Armchair Adventures fan club on Patreon. For more info, simply head to the Armchair Adventures website. That's www.armchair-adventures.co.uk and click on the Adventurer Fan Club page. Hello adventurers, I am having a spot of trouble with my homework here. I've got to write a big essay on William Shakespeare, one of the most famous playwrights of all time. There's so much information about him, I don't know where to start. It's definitely a job for my Uncle Chris and his community theatre company. I wonder if he could give me a hand.
Hello, Uncle Chris, drama man and thespian at your service. How can I help?
Hello, Uncle Chris. It's your favourite niece, Connie, here. I'm having trouble writing this essay about Shakespeare, and I was wondering if you and your community theatre company could lend me a hand.
Shakespeare, you say? Old William of Shakespearean Englandeth. It would be an honour, fair Connie Nelius. Just leave it to this fellow bard. That means poet. My community theatre company and I will get you everything you need. Not forgetting you too, adventurers.
Thanks so much, Uncle Chris.
My pleasure, Connie. Now, I'd better get my theatre company on the line, or gather them by town crier if we're exploring the past. Because with an armchair adventure, adventurers, we can go anywhere we like from the comfort of where we are right now. So they're perfect for everyone, no matter what age you are. Start call now. Hear ye, hear ye, calling the community theatre company. We're needed for a veryeth importanteth adventure. Hello, everyone.
Greetings.
Howdy.
Maestro.
Hello.
See you, everyone.
Hello.
This sounds exciting. But why are you talking like that's Earth?
Well, our Connie needs some help with an essay about William Shakespeare himself. So I'm just getting into character, you know.
Ah, you're in role.
Indeedeth, Chris, thou fellow actor.
Now, Uncle Chris, that's not really Shakespearean language.
How now, browned cow?
That's not Shakespearean either.
Forsooth, I'm afraid he's right, Uncle Chris.
Forsooth?
It means in truth, Uncle Chris.
I didn't like Shakespeare at first. I found the language a bit difficult, but then I realised it's not too different from ours once you get going. I love it now.
Once you start to get into the stories, you're hooked.
The dark and bloody tragedies. With witches.
Double toil and trouble. Firemen and cauldron.
The love stories.
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Magical comedies.
With fairies and tricks aplenty.
I like the cases of mistaken identity.
But it's been such a long time since I studied him at school, I've forgotten a lot of the facts that could help Connie.
Perhaps I'm a little rusty too. It's been forever and forever and forever since I trod the boards in Macbeth. Time has crept along in its petty pace.
Now this is sounding a little more Shakespearean, Uncle Chris.
Thanks, John. I knew I had it in there somewhere. This has given me an idea. Seeing as we'll need a little help ourselves, why don't we use our imaginations to adventure back in time to the 16th century?
That way, we can gather up the facts as they were happening.
Yeah. Let's go!
I love time travel.
Get me to the 16th century.
Are you with us, adventurers?
Yes, please.
I really wanted to visit Tudor, England.
I hope it don't smell.
A journey of the imagination. Here we come.
Looks very grand.
Lots of people in fine clothes made of silk.
Gloomy neck! Everybody's in bloomers!
It feels quite royal in here. Almost like we're at the Tudor court.
Excuse me?
Queen Elizabeth I!
Precisely. How dare you walk into my court unannounced? Make yourself known, or my guards shall make mincemeat of you.
Pray, forgive us, Your Majesty. We are but a humble troop of actors.
Ever so humble, Your Majesty.
Ah, William Shakespeare has sent you while he's away, has he? For this afternoon's show?
Yes, that's right, Your Highness.
Chris, that's not true.
Just go with it, Louise. She looks scary.
Well, I must have a word with him upon his return. What a load of country bumpkins he has sent. Not even aware that they need to be announced at court. Almost ordered my guards to swipe their heads clean off. Who would entertain us then? A load of headless chickens?
And might I say, Your Queenness, what an honour it is to be here at Shakespearean Court.
What did you just say?
He said it's an honour to be here at Shakespearean Court!
Elizabethan! This is the Elizabethan court! Mine, thou great clots! William Shakespeare is just a silly little playwright, and I am the Queen of England. This time we live in is named after me!
Sorry, Elizabeth.
Guards, seize them! Off with their heads!
Oh no! Come on, gang! Let's get out of here! Run!
You two adventurers!
I like my heavy
arrows. Get me out of here!
No! Don't kill us!
Run like the wind!
Where should we go?
Where can we hide?
And where will we get all the facts we need for Connie?
The guards are getting closer.
Quick! There's a market up ahead! Let's hide in the stalls and see what we can find out while we're there.
Good plan, Uncle Chris. Let's hide.
Poo-wee, it smells like horse poo.
It's not just the horses. The people are a bit whiffy too.
Well, Queen Elizabeth only bathes twice a year, so I'm not surprised.
No wonder she's grumpy.
There's lots of wonky veg on these stalls.
Oh, the meat doesn't look too fresh either.
But the pigs in that pen look pretty fresh.
Ooh, but look at that fancy woman over there. She's selling beautiful cloth to the rich people.
What can you see, hear or smell at the Tudor market, adventurers?
I can hear people fighting over prices.
I can see loads of barrels of beer.
There's animals in pens for sale.
The pigs absolutely stink.
There's chickens, but no chicken nuggets.
Right. Let's spread out and see if we can find anything out about Shakespeare. But watch out for the guards.
Well do.
Be right back.
Be right back.
See you soon, Uncle Chris. Well
do. While we gather some facts for Connie, let's pause our journey of the imagination. There's something I'd like you to listen to. It's another podcast I think you'd enjoy.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back. And bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
What we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
I thought that just sounded like such a cool career.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact
another mobile phone without a wire.
That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, adventurers. I hope the theatre company have found out some interesting facts.
Halt!
Ow, me too!
Stop messing about, you lot! Well, they must be in this market somewhere. Spread out!
Psst! Everyone, get back together! The guards are here! Right, what did you all find out?
I heard he was born in 1564 in a place called Stratford-upon-Avon.
The Vegetable said before he was a playwright, he taught Latin.
Latin was an old language from Rome, and many people had to learn it in Shakespeare's day in order to do business.
The lady selling the cloth said he's always asking around about what it's like in other parts of the world for his plays, because he never leaves England.
He's not just a playwright, he's a poet too.
I heard loads of people in the market are excited about his latest play this afternoon. They say he writes for everyone and that professors from the universities make fun of him and his plays, calling him an upstart crow.
That's terrible!
That's terrible! Oh, that's awful!
Oh, terrible!
And he's good friends with the Queen.
The Queen? Where?
Chris! Shh! The guards will hear you!
There they are. Seize them!
Oh no! What will we do?
Quick! Let the pigs out! To cause a commotion!
Who let these pigs out?
Come on, gang! Leg it!
Where to, Uncle Chris?
There's a tavern down the road!
Perfect! Let's go!
Wow, look at it in here! It's very gloomy!
Everyone is getting rowdy on long wooden tables.
These men are grumbling about their football team losing.
I can't believe it. It just said fair play and we didn't fight fire with fire.
And that they need to send that referee packing.
No way. We still say those things in our time.
Yes, that's right, Habib. Shakespeare invented lots of the language we still use today.
How interesting. Let's see what else we can hear to take back to Connie, everyone.
There's a man here who's not slept a wink.
This fella's dog vanished into thin air last night.
Someone over here has said their shoes have seen better days.
And smelt them too. Ooh-wee.
Incredible. What phrases that we still use today can you hear, adventurers?
A heart of gold.
This man's business is in a pickle.
This person's friend has had too much of a good thing.
That has a doornail.
Thanks, adventurers.
For goodness sake, where have you lot come from?
We say that too.
You do? Look a sorry sight.
And that?
We seem to have offended the Queen, so we're being chased by her guards.
Oh dear. Well, you can lay low here, my darling.
Lay low? That too? We say that too?
Here, what are you on about? Have some of my perpetual stew. That ought to keep you quiet.
Oh, perpetual stew, eh? That sounds delicious.
It's not for the faint-hearted, let me tell you.
It doesn't look delicious to me.
What's in it?
All finished. I'd love the recipe too.
Well, I'm not entirely sure what's in it, to be honest. That pot was started years ago. We just keep it boiling and chucking whatever comes in day to day. Could be some chicken, a bit of old veg, who knows? This stew's older than me. That's why it's called a perpetual stew, darling.
I don't feel so good after hearing all that.
Stop this wild goose chase at once.
Hey, Chris, wild goose chase. We say that too.
Oh, no, Gary. I feel terrible.
Surrender.
Look out, everyone. Gassy bum morning.
There she blows!
Oh, this smells worse than the pigs! I can't see anything for this green
gas clown.
Now that's what I call a perpetual fart.
Well done, Chris.
Right, gang. While the soldiers are dealing with Chris's bottom burp, we'd better get out of here. Join us next time, adventurers, and see if we manage to hold on to our heads.